Saskatoon. It has been 8 years since 32-year-old Candice Marie Singbile disappeared without a trace from Saskatoon's downtown core. Today, her family continues their relentless search for answers. On May 26, 2015, at 1:04 a.m., Candice Singbile, who was called Kay, was last seen riding her bicycle on 3rd Avenue, headed towards 21st Street. "It must have been a burden to carry this secret for the past 8 years," urged the Singbile family in a heartfelt plea posted on the Facebook page Missing Candice Singbile Saskatoon days before the anniversary of her disappearance. "It's time to share your information with the police. We know someone out there is living with a secret that needs to be shared. Whether you do it for the money or it's just the right thing, please contact us. Today is the day. Help her come home." As the Singbile family continues their tireless pursuit of the truth, they hope that this appeal will reach the individual who holds vital information about Singbile's disappearance. Major crimes involved. When Candice Singbile was reported missing, then Staff Sergeant Vince Ashmead, who was in charge of major crimes, had said in a video produced by Saskatoon Police Service, SPS, that her case quickly became a parallel major crime investigation. "Numerous parts of the city were searched along the riverbank. We had a search party from the Buckwold Bridge to the water treatment plant, the landfill north of town, the residences, farmyards." Former S. Sergeant Ashmead said there were numerous sightings of Singbile reported from Ontario to British Columbia, which were followed up on by investigators. Investigators also checked where she was living, an apartment on 3rd Avenue known as the Traveler's Block in the downtown core, checked various videos, talked to numerous people, and checked her movements for the past 24 to 48 hours, and a week prior. Over 100 people have been interviewed in regards to this investigation, and some have been interviewed multiple times, said S. Sergeant Ashmead. Candice had a significant other who has been investigated and spoken to. We still have other suspects involved in this also. S. Sergeant Ashmead said police were looking for a couple key pieces. 1. We're looking for Candice's body. Candice herself alive, that would be great, but at least where her body is. 2. The bike that she was using. Where is the bike? Sometimes the very little piece that people think police already know we may not have, and that little piece might crack the case. Singbile had a distinctive dark-colored men's supercycle cruiser classic bike with white wall tires and a faux wood grain chain guard. Candice Singbile had a distinctive dark-colored men's supercycle cruiser classic bike with white wall tires and a faux wood grain chain guard. Saskatoon Police Service timeline reveals Kay's last known movements. In 2015, SPS had released a timeline of Singbile's last known movements. The timeline begins on Saturday, May 16, 2015, at 6:27 a.m., marking the final time Singbile was active on social media. A week later, on Saturday, May 23, 2015, Singbile texted her mom saying, "Come hell or high water, I'll see you on Tuesday." The next day, on Sunday, May 24, 2015, Singbile was seen leaving the Hotel Senator at 11:10 p.m. at the heart of downtown Saskatoon on 21st Street East. Hotel Senator at the heart of downtown Saskatoon on 21st Street East. Google Earth. Hours later, on Monday, May 25, 2015, a series of events further deepened the puzzlement of Singbile's disappearance. She was spotted walking her bike at 1:48 a.m. outside the Hotel Senator. About 3 hours later, at 4:54 a.m., she engaged in a texting conversation with friends. An hour and a half later, at 6:30 a.m., Singbile was kicked out of the Traveler's Block building on 3rd Avenue South, and at 7:13 a.m., she was observed walking in an alley near the Avenue building on 3rd Avenue South. Traveler's Block building on 3rd Avenue South. Google Earth Photo 2021. Less than an hour later, at 8:01 a.m., Singbile was spotted riding her bike north on 3rd Avenue. She failed to appear for a scheduled meeting at 8:05 a.m. 2 hours later, at 10:30 a.m., Singbile was again seen riding her bike, this time traveling south on 3rd Avenue. Surveillance footage indicates her presence back at the Traveler's Block building at 2 p.m. and 5 p.m., suggesting she returned to that location. A puzzling development occurred minutes later at about 5:21 p.m. when Singhvale started texting from a new cell phone. She texts until 6:11 p.m. from this different phone. Later that evening at about 9:46 p.m. Singhvale is seen walking near the Avenue building. The evening of May 25, 2015, at about 9:46 p.m. Singhvale is seen walking near the Avenue building. Google Earth July 2015 photo. The last sighting by friends occurred at 11:55 p.m., when Singhvale was seen at the Traveler's Block building. On May 26, 2015, at 1:04 a.m., video cameras captured Singhvale riding her bike on 3rd Avenue, heading towards 21st Street, and 3 hours later, at 4:11 a.m., SPS say that Singhvale's boyfriend started looking for her. SPS say that witnesses had noticed Singhvale's absence from the Traveler's Block building by 7 a.m. 2 days later, on May 28, 2015, at 2:30 p.m. Singhvale was reported missing by her boyfriend, say SPS. Candace Singhvale was captured on video riding her bike before she disappeared. Saskatoon Police Service video screen grab. Candace Singhvale was captured on video riding her bike before she disappeared. Saskatoon Police Service video screen grab. Family needs answers. Candace Singhvale is daughter to Pauline and Greg Singhvale, sister to Jenna and Brittany, and mother of two children, a son and a daughter. Singhvale was born in Pontakes and grew up in Swift Current and was involved with cadets, sports, and loved taking singing lessons, according to her family. She moved to Saskatoon in 2011, and according to videos produced by SPS, Singhvale's life took a turn for the worse when she became involved in drugs and struggled with addictions and mental health issues. Since her disappearance, her absence is felt by her children and her family. Every year, the Singhvale family makes a birthday cake on her birthday, and every Christmas they hang an angel on their tree. Candace Singhvale's son at a memorial for her. Saskatoon Police Service, May 2017. Every year, the Singhvale family makes a birthday cake on her birthday, and every Christmas they hang an angel on their tree. Facebook. We love and miss her so much. We are reminded of her daily through her children, said the Singhvale family on social media. Candace made friends wherever she went. To know her was to love her. We miss her smile, her giggle, her tenacity, and her big heart. Regardless of if you knew her, knew of her, were family to her, or were friends that felt more like family, we all deserve and are desperate, but especially for her children. If today is the day that you feel the secret has been kept long enough, contact police, pleaded the Singhvale family to those who know what happened. They can call the Saskatoon Police Service at 306-975-8300, Swift Current RCMP at 306-778-4870, or Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-222-8477. LJOY at glaciermedia.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag Crime Cops Court _Escatoday.